If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised. Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
With your esteemed host, Jim
the
Jones!
Match, eh?
That's a fucking... It's a viable time to get pussies for wrestling fans.
And Tyler Fudge!
A seven-way match, eh? That sounds more like the video that I watch on Pornhub than WWE.
Suplex! City! Limits! Suplex!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 204 of Suplex City Limits for March 9th, 2019. All aboard the Hazy Ghost Train, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's high as fuck, legally, my co-host.
204 is probably the most awkward number. I'm Tyler Fudge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Well, we know two is the loneliest number.
It is, but it's also 204 is the awkward, most awkward number.
All right.
You flubbed that. You were almost going to say 20 something else, so I figured I'd help you out.
Thanks. Yeah. Next week will be 205 live. We should do it live. We're not going to do it live. Suplex City Limits available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation if you like the show. So help, consider supporting it. If you don't like it, why the hell are you here? Now pick up a t-shirt, Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate on our PayPal, suplexcitylimits@gmail.com, like deep in your snatch, Cody Hatch. You can also become a producer on Patreon, like our good friends, Caleb Morganfield, Big Body Sam, He's Not Balding, Christopher Spalding, Casey, B-Rad Brad, Plain Vanilla Martin Corns, our friends at the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out if they cover a lot of shit we don't, like Progress, WXW, and other federations largely made up of boring small white guys. I'm just playing, y'all. Just playing.
Yes.
Check those guys out. They are our fucking homies. Max's Garage, the infamous Chris Savage, Kick Ass Keith Martin, the Rice Roni Jabroni, Ty Loney, Insane Ian Jackson, and Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz. Whew. This week on the show, I'm going to get high as fuck. We already got high as fuck. Spoiler alert.
Very true.
We are going to continue to smoke away the week's problems and talk the entire week in wrestling. We got a little Mark Tang top three, tons of news. We got Fastlane coming up. Are they doing that this year? I just remember that from the past.
I don't know, actually, honestly. To me, they could be, but yeah. I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. I wouldn't fucking know either. Well, maybe we'll talk a little WWE Fastlane.
So I need, that's something I need for next week, for sure.
There you go. So drink every time you hear the fucking, somebody will die. Don't do that. Don't do that shit. Maybe take a hit of your one hitter or something.
There you go.
Enough of this general fuckery. Let's get into this shit with the top three after a word from our sponsor.
You need a Fuel in the Bottle protein shot. 25 grams of protein in this little shot. Protein that helps your muscles recover with none of the mess.
Woo!
Woo! You need Fuel in the Bottle protein shots. This little bottle helps with muscle fatigue and costs less than other protein options.
Woo!
Fuel in the Bottle power shots. It puts the woo in my woo!
Suplex City.
The limits.
Top
three. Three. Three.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. It puts the woo in your woo, dude.
Yeah, that's how it got so good. It's the fuel in the bottle protein shot.
Yeah, Ric Flair selling protein shake. Like, that dude's never seen the inside of a gym, I'm convinced, ever. You know, a real body guy like Ric Flair.
Yeah, yeah. 22 centimeter pythons, you know?
Yeah, you have him fucking selling whiskey or something, you know?
Yeah, or cars.
Yeah, or cars. He fucking might end up selling cars before this is all said and done.
Condoms. Ric Flair condoms.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I only had whatever three kids accidentally. It's a pretty good track record. Fuck, probably 10,000 women had three kids. Not bad. Yeah, and now he's only got two. Oh, man, moving on. This week's top three.
Jesus Christ.
We're pieces of shit.
Yeah, self-admitted.
I don't even, it is what it is, man. This week's top three, got a mix of Japan and MLW here. We'll start us off with Taurus and the Laredo Kid taking on the Lucha Bros, bro, from MLW Intimidation Games. This match was awesome. Jim Cornette returned to commentary on this show. And the first thing, I love it that they just, the first thing out is like, hey, go call this fucking crazy Lucha match.
That's a real suspect thing, eh?
Yeah, real good luck there. I'm sure you're familiar with the Laredo Kid.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, he has a long rivalry with the Cincinnati Kid.
Cincinnati Kid, eh?
Kids in the Hall reference. And Taurus. Ooh, that guy is fucking awesome, dude. He's not even really awesome in the ring, but like, he's just awesome to look at. And why has he not been in Lucha Underground?
I don't even know who we're talking about. I've never ever seen him. I'm looking him up right now.
He is this big, burly fucking dude with a bull mask on, dude. But it's not shitty, you know, like fucking Mantar. It's awesome. Wow. Yeah. He's a fucking badass. Him and Laredo Kid against the Lucha Bros. Super fun match, high flying. I feel like they really were like out to deliver a really good match. It's definitely worth checking out. As is the rest of the Intimidation Games. It's not on the top three, but there is a low key Tom Lawler cage match. That is pretty good.
And as you expect too, low key's a great wrestler, controversial at times. But and you also got Tom Lawler, who's been, you know, he's a great transition from UFC to wrestling.
Yeah, Tom Lawler retains the championship. He's kind of their dude. I like him as the top dude, you know, for now anyway.
Yeah, I can't see why not.
Yeah, really fun show, worth checking out. MLW dude really coming on as one of the best wrestling shows on every week.
I can get behind that, you know. The odd, like, I've seen what, you know, I usually see like two or three episodes a month, but it's usually very entertaining. The main event's always usually worth a main event.
Yeah. Jimmy Cornette did commentary on this show, also the TV tapings, and he's doing commentary on their show in New York as well. Over Mania weekend, so. I love it, man. I love Cornette on commentary. He's great. From there, we move to two matches from the New Japan 47th anniversary. When you take us through that shit, Ishimori, Liger.
Yes, Ishimori and Liger, which I thought was a great match for the fact that you got Liger, who is the age he is. And then when you got on top of that, I might be stepping on news, but Liger announcing his retirement at Wrestle Kingdom next year.
Yeah.
The match itself, you know, you had great high flying, like, come on, Ishimori is a fucking beast. Just him running circles around Liger was just fantastic. And it really showed the fact that he's the young guy, Liger's the old guy, and Ishimori's just that much faster than Liger. Even though Liger is a fast guy, Ishimori being as fast as he is makes it, you know, the whole story look better because he is just that crisp and that clean that he looks just unbeatable. And it works great for me.
I will not take credit for the idea, but dude, really, I would have liked Liger to, have won the belt here and then defend it and lose it Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Just like, is he such a draw over here? But whatever. It was still fun.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a very fun match. And then our next match on the top three would be a fantastic match from Will Ospreay and Switchblade Jay White.
Dude, I'm turning the corner on Switchblade. I've been saying that the last few times they've had big shows.
Yeah.
The dude's getting there, man.
Yeah, he's, you know, the more he's working this style, the more I'm getting behind it. Just his character work. I could see his character coming out more now. Just everything in between his moves is crisp and clean. His facials are okay. He's a great guy. He's a great wrestler.
Yeah. Ospreay, of course, fucking excellent. Just, I really enjoyed this match between them two.
Yeah. I watched it on my lunch break and Will Ospreay captivated, this young kid I work with. He's just like, well, that's pretty cool.
There you go. Yeah. Come to the dark side of wrestling fandom. Yeah. Don't believe the rumors. You can still get pussy. It's not
you can. You can. It is viable. It is possible.
That's a fucking, it's a viable time to get pussy as a pro wrestling fan.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not looked upon as so weird.
Yeah. Really good match. Kind of interesting too for the 47th anniversary show. And you have two questionably sized white guys who are not even from the, you know, from Japan. So that's interesting.
Very interesting. And the crowd being behind the match as well. You know what I mean? Like that's it's a weird dynamic for that whole show to be capped off by that.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it while it lasts. I mean, because the Okada shit's coming back around.
he'll be coming back after MSG, I'd assume.
Yeah. Or Ibushi, which, dude, I would love to see Ibushi finally become the champion.
Yeah, you know, that could be cool as well. I don't see that being a main event, though, at MSG.
Yeah.
I feel like Okada's going to be in that main event.
Yeah, you feel like he has to.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be all right with Okada Ibushi all over again after that.
Oh, for sure. I guarantee. I'd be totally up for that.
Yeah. I mean, that writes itself. They're teaming up now, saving each other and shit on the end of the show. Okada saved Ibushi. Dude, it writes itself, man.
It does. It really does.
So that'd be, I think, too, Ibushi, after all this time, finally getting the belt would be awesome. And then if they work with AEW in the future, you have Kenny Omega coming back. Get that Omega Ibushi shit.
I really hope that's something that comes into fruition. I really like to see New Japan and AEW work together. There's just so many stories that you can tell. Yeah. So many good matchups. It can be really, really interesting.
Too, man. What fucking better place? Don't tell me Ring of Honor either. To send, you know, your new guys to fucking get some seasoning before they come back to Japan.
Yeah. It really is. And really, you look at Ring of Honor now, and they're a distant, you know, like, at least if they're, let's say they're third, they're a very distant third. In my mind, them and MLW are the same. In my mind, but like them selling out MSG with New Japan says a lot too. But
well,
it's mostly New Japan.
I think it was mostly fucking the people who are in AEW now, but not all. I mean, the large part of that New Japan selling out Madison Square Garden was Omega, the Bucks. I mean, not Cody really, but definitely Omega.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Partially.
So you can say basically. New Japan ROH at the Garden was sold out by AEW and New Japan, and ROH was just a hey guys, we'll use our lawyers to get you the venue.
Oh well, they fucking made it happen. They did announce a three-way match on this show for the Madison Square Garden show. I'm trying to find it among my million fucking news stories.
While you're trying to find that, they also announced Dragon Lee versus Ishimori at the MSG show, and that's gonna be fantastic.
I thought that was supposed to be a three-way.
Oh, maybe it's gonna be a three-way. I thought it was just Dragon Lee and Ishimori though. Who else was did you hear was gonna be in it?
I don't fucking know. I've got a million things here. Here we go. Yeah, 6-star podcast. The Junior Heavyweight Championship will be on the line in a three-way match at the G1 Supercard.
Oh.
Ishimori will defend against Dragon Lee and Bandido.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah.
If only Takahashi was around, then you can have a fucking banging four-way.
Ishimori will represent New Japan, Lee will represent CMLL, and Bandido will represent Ben ROH. So
that's obvious now why Dragon Lee was saying that he's representing CMLL in his promo against Ishimori.
Yeah. That could be fucking nuts, man.
Yeah.
Likely will be fucking nuts.
Almost worth the price of admission alone, depending on where you're sitting.
Interestingly, did you see this? El Fantasmo, who I'm a giant fucking nerd for, he's coming to New Japan.
Mean like El Fantasmo? Who's El Fantasmo?
El Fantasmo is King Corno.
Oh, okay, because I type in El Fantasma, I get this little white Canadian dude.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, no, he is Hail Del Fantasma.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man. Never mind.
Six-star podcast.
Well, dude, I saw the story. I have a ton of stories up, and I was like, oh, sweet, that's fucking awesome. I didn't see where that was announced. Now I know why I didn't see where that was announced, because who cares that this little fucking white dude's coming there?
He did win the British J Cup. But I mean, that should define you exactly. That you're just generic white dude.
Well, I'm let down. I guess it's gonna be in the Bullet Club.
Well, now I'm let down.
Yeah, fucking somebody hire El Hijo del Fantasma because he's fucking awesome.
They should.
Not a little Canadian kid.
It's a little Canadian kid named El Fantasma.
What the fuck is that, dude?
Get your fucking shit straight, bud.
Send that fucker to Mexico.
Let him get fucking syphilis on a corner.
Jesus.
Sorry.
I was thinking you could send him down there with Generico.
Yeah, let him get some seasoning. They're getting topped by the illustrious El Generico.
Mm. So there you go. Fuck all that shit.
fuck everything we just talked about.
I'm in a sour mood this week with pro wrestling, I'm gonna admit.
Well, okay, Jim, well, what makes you have a sour outlook towards wrestling right now?
Well, we'll get into it, dude.
Okay.
In the news.
Oh, right now. Holy shit, that was fast. This week in the news, Jim talks about why wrestling has made him upset this week. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. I don't know why I'm upset with wrestling. I mean, partially. You can talk about this Ronda Rousey thing. I don't even care anymore, honestly.
This is about Nitro WWE level. Like WCW Nitro 2000.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Ridiculous.
If they decided this and they wrote this, it's fucking stupid. And if not, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Like, okay, so this is my thoughts of it. The passion in the promo is great. You know what I mean? The subject of most of it is fucking stupid. There's nothing you can really build upon there other than the fact that she's saying everything's fake. And so if everything's fake, then it defeats the purpose of everything you're doing week to week.
No, did you know how, like, in the middle of movies, everybody looks at the camera and says, like, hey, heaps, this isn't real, you know?
It goes in for a kiss. It's like, hey, I'm not really going to fuck her. Just so you know, this is fake. And just fucking continues going on. It's like watching porn and they admit that they're not in love, Jim.
Yeah. Like, fuck, hi, Iron Man's not real.
Yeah.
And this whole movie's not real. I'm just Robert Downey Jr. And just a movie that we're doing, so.
Yeah, you're not going to tell me that incest porn I watch in Pornhub is not real, though, right? It is real, right?
Dude, I can say keep up the kayfabe, man. Whatever gets you. That's a good point, though. Even in the fucking low-rent fake incest porn, they don't look at the camera and go, hi, we're actually not brother and sister. We're just betraying brother and sister so that you can get your fucked up rocks off. You know?
It's so true.
It's trash. It's fucking trash. And I hate to do that, and I hate to be at this point, you know, because for a long time we're like, yeah, try to be positive, and like, I don't really want to shit on things, but fuck WWE, all of it, it's trash, I don't even fucking care anymore.
Yeah, like, I really do not care if I ever watch WrestleMania this year. I know I got to, but I don't care about it.
I feel like we've really turned the corner this year on this shit. It's like, it used to be like, well, you know, we cover it, so we gotta watch it, and you know, I'm just done with it. I don't care anymore. And, you know, it used to be like, well, what is going to happen to our numbers? And I don't even care. I mean, I love you all, but I don't care enough to watch this shit. No. Like, I don't enjoy it. It's nonsense. I watch it and fast forward, and I take notes on pointless matches and dumb fucking shit. I'm just done with it.
Yeah. Like, why watch something not geared for us? You know what I mean? It's not for our, obviously, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, this I saw on this, I don't know, Real Wrestling page on Facebook, which our homeboy Eve 11 is a mod on. So check that out on Facebook. Pretty good page. But this one dude is saying, how do you people find the time to watch all these wrestling shows like MLW and stuff? By not wasting 5 hours on Monday and Tuesday. That's how we watch this shit, motherfucker.
Why are you watching wrestling you know you're going to shit on just so you can go on Twitter and shit on it with everybody else?
The reason, and I've said this many times, the reason that your girlfriend who doesn't know about wrestling or your coworker, the reason that they think wrestling is fucking stupid is because of WWE. That is why. Because that is the predominantly popular product. And it's dumb as fuck. Absolutely. So that's why. You know, people don't know about this other shit. New Japan, even MLW. Like, MLW is a fucking badass show. Loki stabbed Conan in the back of the ring. Like, what the fuck? He shanked him, dude. Lucha Underground is like fucking killing people. They're doing like fucking actual shit, you know?
People in outer space. Fucking
WWE is fucking ridiculous. Have a giant guy choking a TV star throughout the fucking break. Throughout the commercial break for like 4 minutes.
And then he just lets the guy down.
No sells it.
No sells it. Says that was nice and just leaves. Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Trash. And then you got your big in quotes star who is just calling out everything and how fake it is. Like, that sounds superb to me, guys. Superb.
This is top 10 dumbest fuck things in pro wrestling history, dude. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Fucking terrible. And this is like WrestleMania season. It's like a month away, man.
Yeah, like, I really hope in 10 years the people look back at this era of WWE as like the new generation era, maybe even worse.
This is the most popular time of year for wrestling. Even our numbers go up fucking every year this time, like way up.
Yeah.
And then after WrestleMania, go in the shitter because you know, fuck, that's what happens. That's what happens to the wrestling fans. You know, they watch WrestleMania. They're like, oh, that fucking really wasn't that good. And it was 42 hours long.
Yeah. Then they watch the Raw after the next day. Maybe,
you know, after a fucking 8 hour WrestleMania, am I going to watch Raw the next day or listen to two assholes get high as fucking talk about it? No. Fuck no. So I wanted to get that all out. If there's any other things you wanted to bring up about WWE, I just want to get them all out of the way so that we can move the fuck on. Maybe we'll talk about Fastlane later.
Two more drinks.
Yeah. Fastlane shouldn't even be a thing. Am I wrong in saying that? That this shouldn't even, like, you could just take a month off maybe of having events.
Oh, easily. Maybe just move Elimination Chamber a couple weeks forward.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't need this extra pay-per-view. It just puts more blocks in between the story you can tell from Royal Rumble to WrestleMania. It's all it does.
Yeah. Did you see that Xavier Woods found out that him and Big E have a match with Nakamura and Rusev? He found out on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. Like, allegedly, that's what he claims. I don't doubt it. What a fucking waste of time.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio and Andrade on the fucking pre-show, dude.
What a fucking... That's a travesty.
Yeah, but you'll have to watch like Asuka and Mandy Rose or any other variety of fucking nonsense on that show. So yeah, there's that. That's I mean, I don't know. I guess there's a lot, some WWE related news.
I mean, we can talk with King Kong Bundy kicking a bucket.
So eloquently put.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I try.
King Kong Bundy passed away this week, age of 61. Fat guys don't live that long. Something to consider. Something to consider myself. Yeah,
something to consider.
A lot of wrestling fans. Yeah, something to consider, man. 61's young as fuck, bro.
That's what you know, that's what we should call this podcast if we ever rename it. Something to consider.
Something to consider. Could be a little segment on the show.
It could be, actually.
Something to consider. Something to consider. Might be a thing next week. King Kong Bundy. Yeah, fucking one of my earliest memories, actually. I didn't watch it at the time, but as a very young kid, one of the wrestling VHS tapes at my grandparents' house was included that match with Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania 2 in the cage, and I watched that motherfucker.
All the time.
Oh, did I watch that motherfucker.
Yeah. No, I've seen that match, you know, I would say probably 5 or 6 times as a kid. You know, just always watching the main Hulk Hogan matches, you know, as a youngin. And once I got the internet, then that's when I found everything else. I was like, ooh, who's the Sabu dude? But no, like, King Kong Bundy, to me, he was always one of the guys that you could always, you look at him, you know who he is. He has such an iconic look. I mean, everybody remembers him. Everybody was talking about, like, the radio station talked about King Kong Bundy. They only do it with the big ones.
Pardon the interruption, on ESPN, show I watch every day. They had a fucking, they talked about it for a few minutes, actually.
Yeah, there you go. And they only usually devote, what, 30 seconds or something?
I mean, they usually don't even cover, but in pro wrestlers, I mean, when, you know, big ones do for some reason. He was also married with children, you know, multiple times. He was Bundy's also, he was in a bunch of shit, wasn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So he got around. He's, you know, good classic fucking heel for Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just had that evil look on his face all the time.
Yeah, he was pretty good. So he passed away this week. Also, SEO Hall of Famer Dick the Destroyer Byer died at 88. Yeah, there's something to be said about it. Getting in shape, motherfucker.
Something to consider, buddy. Something to consider. And that's this week's something to consider.
27 years, man. 27 more years. I mean, which,
do
depending
I
how
be
you
alive for 27 more years?
I want to say, depending your outlook on things currently.
Ow. Fuck.
Could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
I might not want to live 27 more fucking years, dude. People are reassessing. People are mad on Twitter this week because one pussy rewatched Ace Ventura: Pet Detective and they're like, fucking, this movie is anti-trans. Fuck off, man. Fuck everybody.
Yeah.
And you bullshit.
Yeah, no, nobody Dick cares.
The
Dick
Destroyer,
though.
Classic wrestler. I'm not going to sit and act like I am familiar with his career. He wrestled a lot in the 60s. He's a fucking, from everything I've seen, good for the era. And just, it was a really big fucking star in the 50s and 60s. So, plus, he was also Dr. X in fucking AWA.
That's more familiar to me.
Right. He also wrestled in All Japan. Became the first American wrestler to sign with a Japanese company. So there you go. Allegedly. So yeah, good shit. 88 though. God damn, that's a good run, dude.
Yeah, it's definitely something to consider.
And now, something to consider.
I got nothing.
With Tyler Fudge.
Consider.
Yeah.
Maybe being a Patreon subscriber to Suplex City Limits.
When you're eating fucking spicy wings and you go to take a leak, wash your hands before you touch your dick. And this has been something to consider. And work the fuck out. You might live 27 years longer. The Destroyer.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah. What else? Tons of shit, man.
Jeff Jarrett reportedly joins WWE Creative.
Yeah.
What? Come on, yeah. King of the Mountain match.
God damn it. So Jeff Jarrett is writing. Bruce Pritchard is writing. Dana Warrior is in creative. And what the fuck is Sanjay Dutt and Abyss are producing?
Yeah, this is TNA, buddy. Fucking
nothing
TNA.
Right. Nothing against Sanjay Dutt or Abyss. I do like both of those guys. But, I mean, come on, right? They could have anybody they want to have.
They just take the TNA guys.
Like, yeah. Sometimes they have people in their systems that I don't really get, you know, and that's nothing against. Like I said, I know people who know Abyss, super awesome guy, and you know, hell of a career. I just don't see how that, you know, I don't get it.
Yeah, no, I don't know. You don't see WWE doing a lot of those hardcore matches.
There you go. But yeah, Dana Warrior this week, because of course she had to say something, right?
Of course.
You know, she saw like literally zero positive comments. If you fucking saw one, send it to me. Or if you feel it's positive, you tell me. But this week she had to come out and respond on a blog post. It's a blog post titled, oh my God, dude. Put a code on, dude. The fucking douche chills are about to hit you. To your fucking bone. Its blog post is titled, Warriors Never Let Fear Persuade Them from a Dream. She claims that she's been writing for as long as she can remember. Yeah, me too. I learned in school, you fucking bitch. I also have fond memories of writing as a child.
Writing on my parents' walls, on my arm.
I've been writing fucking since I was a child, dude. I make like grocery lists and fucking doctor
filling out application forms.
Yeah. Exactly, to get fucking human growth hormones and shit.
Yeah, for my husband illegally. Changing my name to Warrior.
Blog post entitled Destroying He-Man and the Masters of the Universe by Skeletor. Being a warrior. She looks like Skeletor.
She does. I was like, I thought this was a real blog post at first until you went to Skeletor part.
Damn you, He-Man!
He-Man, I've been writing my whole life.
Yeah, she's been writing her whole fucking life. It's go to this blog post and fucking just don't.
I plan on doing it immediately.
Her last name is Warrior, for fuck's sake. Like, really, dude? That's cool. Ms. Warrior.
Right?
Fuck off.
I bet you those kids can't wait to get married and change their name.
Oh, shit. Right? You get into school and people are, you know, not only like are people going to make fun of the fact that your dad was a homophobe, racist piece of fucking trash. Shitty wrestler, too. If they're into work rate, they're not going to like him either.
No real wrestling fan will ever be friends with you.
Some people like the Ultimate Warrior, like people I respect as wrestling fans, like they just have a childhood connection to him, which, you know, fine.
And that's all it is, though. It's a childhood connection.
You at least realize that he was a racist and a homophobe and, you know, not a good wrestler either. So.
And overall, not a good human being.
No. Anyway, enough of her bullshit. Women of Wrestling has been renewed for a second season on Access TV.
After 24 people in a room watched it, I guess.
I was going to say that gives me a chance to watch an episode of this show someday, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't get access, so.
I don't have cable, so.
Yeah. I've heard different things, man. Some people say that it's good. Some people say it's terrible. People I respect, like whose opinions I really respect. So I don't know. Maybe we should have them debate. I'm pretty sure our boy B-Rad Brad said it is good. And our boy, the Divine Lance Levine says it is not.
I think we should have a debate. I think we should get a hold of a couple people and see if they're willing to debate this topic.
Yeah. And Divine Lance Levine is like legit of all the people I know, like the women's wrestling expert, at least current women's wrestling in America.
Hey,
dude knows his shit. He goes to Shimmer shows and shit. So like, if you go to Shimmer shows,
you're pretty hardcore, I guess.
You're pretty fucking hardcore. Yeah. You really like wrestling a lot.
I would say if you go to the Shine shows, you're pretty hardcore. Shine, as far as I know, is like the shit wrestlers are.
Can I tell you something? I don't know the fucking difference, dude. Do a wrestling podcast on episode 204, and I fucking don't know the difference between the two. And that's not being anti-women's wrestling. That's just being honest, y'all. That's just
having better things to do.
Yeah, like waste 115 hours in ARC over the last, like, I don't even know, 3 weeks or something.
Can't be bothered to watch an hour-long women's show.
You ever, this is a sidebar, you ever just like check how much you've played a given game and feel terrible about it?
Yes.
Yeah, that was me this week. I figured out that I could see how long I've placed games. And wow, with 115 hours, imagine what I could have done with 115 hours.
Imagine.
A lot. Like, I could have probably learned the piano or some shit. You know?
You could have gotten like a week and a half pay.
I could be like fucking harp player Jim Vicious. You know, I could do all kinds of things. I could have got into ceramics in that amount of time or something. To fucking bird watching. Instead, I ran around in a video game fighting dinosaurs.
Naked as a jailbird.
Yeah, what the fuck? Okay, sidebar ended. Ex-WWE wrestler Kizarni is working as a guest coach at the Performance Center. Is this shit? Are we in fucking Bizarro World or what? Are you kidding me with all this shit? I just don't even understand. It's like WWE's every day they do shit that I'm like, are you serious?
I don't see what Kizarni brings to the table.
Yeah, and nothing against the guy, but it's like, if you can bring literally anybody in there to do some coaching, like, hey, here's this guy who was never over once.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe somebody else. Yeah. He was what? He was in WWE for what, 6 months?
Yeah, where's that pirate Birchall guy? Get Birchall in there or something. Fuck, that's what it's going to be next week. We're going to be like, Paul Birchall actually is a fucking against traded in there.
Can you imagine?
They've lost their fucking minds in this company.
Yeah, no, I think you are 100% correct.
I watched just something I'm going to talk about. This is not really news, but I don't know. I'm going to put it wherever I fucking want to put it.
I mean, it's, you're running this ship, buddy. You fucking steer us wherever you want to go.
I'm the conductor of this ghost train, motherfucker.
Choo choo. Let me see that.
Holy fuck.
I think Fandango. I make that. Huh? Yes, Fandango. That's what that was.
Bringing up Fandango in 2019. Brace yourself. Fandango is returning. And they had a Performance Center video about it. And I fucking like this guy, and I'm behind this guy, man. Honestly, he wants to come back and have serious matches. And he's like talking, like, he's so fucking earnest, man. You know, like, he wants matches with AJ Styles, and he wants to have like matches with Daniel Bryan. He's like, I'm at the point, I'm 35. Like, I want to do something. And like, I'm so behind the guy, and I feel so terrible for him because it's not going to happen. You know?
Yeah, no, I've been a fan of him when he was Johnny Curtis in NXT, and then the Fandango gimmick originally was fun, but I mean, it's serious damage control to get him up to a match with AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan.
I mean, you can do anything.
They could do anything. Oh, you can do it, but I don't know how they would actually go about doing it and actually pulling it off to actually make it mean something, because it's the WWE.
You do this. You just do this.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah,
he's coming back from injury. He fucking, you know, he wants to fucking get serious. He wants to have like fucking awesome matches with people. Push him up the card. See if he can get over. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It would work. It probably would work, but they're not going to do it.
Unlike some of our listeners, I'm not a fucking rocket scientist, okay? I know how to do this shit. I don't think he's a rocket scientist.
I don't really know what a rocket scientist is.
Scientist whose science is on rockets, man.
Dude, are they just rocket mechanics? Do they just build rockets?
Yes, exactly. Fuck. So yeah, I don't know. That was a kind of a dead end, but Fandango's coming back, and I like him, and I don't care. Fuck you. Hey,
it's not necessarily news.
Yeah. Well, it's just something I watched this week. You know? I also watched that ECW Untold story.
Yes. How was that? What did they rewrite this week?
Well, it's a 23-minute long thing, so it's not fucking long.
So they couldn't rewrite much. They didn't have much time.
I mean, really, to me, they just blamed everyone and everything other than the person who deserved to be blamed, and that's Vince McMahon, you know? I'm like, well, you know, we were going to do an internet thing, and then it ended up on TV, so then we had to, you know, we had to do this and that, and like, so they're trying to say, like, sponsors, they're trying to blame all these other things, but they don't really just come out and say, hey, everything we touch turns to shit, you know?
Why does every big angle fail in the WWE?
Yeah.
I wonder, is it because it's the WWE? Like, surefire shit in the fucking barrel with the invasion angle.
It's unbelievable.
Like, yes. They shit the bed on that so hardcore that they couldn't continue it. Yeah. Like, man, like, it's unreal.
Look at this, even going back a little bit here to the Rousey, Lynch, Charlotte thing. Even the most novice of fan, even like Mark Tank ideas we've seen are better than this build. This build is just a piece of shit. Everything they touch turns to shit. It wrote itself. I mean, it was like you didn't have to do anything.
No. Nope.
Barely anything. And just, you just fucked it up so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and even with the Becky Lynch being injured, that at least was some sort of storyline. They didn't, you know, they ruined like the house show thing with not having Becky Lynch there for a kayfabe injury. But like, at least with the injury, they could have went somewhere decent. And then where they went was just abysmal.
You didn't have to do that, dude. You didn't bullshit. Like, everybody was in for Becky Rousey at Mania, and you fucking shit it away completely. Now, no, I don't know. People still care. I don't fucking care.
I mean, it's still the most... Oh, wow, that was hot. It's still the most interesting thing that the WWE is doing right now, but...
What's hot over there?
Oh, no, my mic sounded like it was hot because I got really close to it.
So maybe you had a hot drink.
I wish I had a fucking hot beverage.
I do. I shouldn't even admit what I'm drinking.
We got that.
Sounds fruity, man. There's no manly way to say you're drinking a chai latte, is there?
I mean, I can't say I've ever indulged, but I have had a caramel macchiato.
Yeah.
So, I mean... You can't say that with a straight face.
Yeah, don't let people make fun of you for drinking foo-foo to fucking drinks, man.
No,
they
are
delicious.
I love Smirnoff Ice.
There you go. What else we got, dude? Tons of news. Tommaso Ciampa, neck surgery.
Yes.
NXT TakeOver main event. Fucked. For what? Nothing.
Nothing.
Tag team matches on Raw for no reason.
Well, apparently he did a house show in NXT and that was his last match. Okay. So I don't know what the fuck happened there.
Well, I guess it's been hanging around. He's been hurt for a while, and he's trying to work through. So why is he doing this bullshit?
Right?
That's another discussion I don't even
have the energy to. Why is he being called up to the main roster now?
I don't know. Dude, I don't fucking know. Why are Aleister Black and Ricochet a tag team?
You know? Yeah, right, right. Perfect strangers?
Exactly. Standing tall over the wings of my dream.
Oh, Christ. One of them wears sunglasses.
Fucking. That should be the closer this week.
Okay. It will be.
Under the wings of my dream. Pretty much, dude. It doesn't make any fucking sense. And they don't care about tag team wrestling, so it makes even less sense.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
It's a tag team that you know aren't going to be together for very long. So, like.
Yeah, and it makes no sense whatsoever, you know? So, anyway, enough of that shit. He's out for a long time. Maybe fucking for good. I don't know.
You won't know until the surgery's done. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that's going to be up in the air.
What do you think they're going to do? I mean, what do you do?
Like for this?
Yeah, like what are you gonna do for TakeOver?
I would do Adam Cole and Gargano, honestly.
Yeah. That seems to be the consensus. Everybody's saying Cole.
Yeah, that's what I would do, and I would keep it because it looks like they're doing Dream and Riddle, is it?
Yeah.
Right. So
people said Riddle. I don't think Riddle's ready yet. I would say Dream would be ready for the NXT belt. He's not ready for the main roster, but I think he'd be ready for the NXT belt.
I could get behind that, but I mean, he just got North American title now, so.
Right. Well, it's almost like you have too many fucking belts on these shows.
I'm okay with the amount of belts on the NXT show. You got, you know, one mid card, one heavyweight, and one tag team, and then, well, women's title. But I'm okay with that.
The fucking UK one shows up over there too sometimes.
That's true. That's true. It will be showing up on the TakeOver show as well.
I'm happy with it. I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be fucking fantastic.
I am fine with that. What else you got, man?
Let's see here. I got a couple more stories. Nothing big. Like Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson apparently turned down multi-million dollar offer deals from the WWE, which is further going to spark the rumors of them going back to New Japan.
I don't see it, man. We talked about that before. I don't see fucking Anderson leaving, going to Japan.
He might not. Maybe they go to AEW. I was having a hard time getting that out.
That I can see.
Yeah, I can see that more than New Japan.
They must have some plan, or they plan to take time off, or who knows?
Yeah, I mean, they could be having a couple nagging injuries. Who knows?
Anderson's like super about his family and shit.
Yeah.
I would see like stuff like that. I'm like, wow, that's a fucking much better dude than me. You know? Fuck that guy's. He's fucking doing it, man.
I mean, doesn't mean he's a better dude, Jim. Don't put yourself down like that. Yeah. God, man.
Ty Dillinger, he's announced for his first post WWE indie matches.
Oh, yes. Yes. He's
in late May.
Create a Pro, right?
Create a Pro Wrestling. Yeah.
Which is who runs Create a Pro?
No idea. I've never even heard of it, dude. But yeah, he'll be wrestling as Sean Spears. That's a shitty fucking, that's what he used before.
Yeah.
And, that's a shitty name.
Yeah.
Where was this guy before he got re-signed to NXT recently?
I have no fucking idea.
How, cause he was bouncing around and I had no idea who he was.
No, I don't remember him from anything outside of this Ty Dillinger. I don't remember him in whatever he was in WWE before. Gavin Spears or whatever the fuck it is. It doesn't do anything for me.
He's taking dates for May 31st. That's after the Double or Nothing, which is on the 25th. So I can see him showing up there. He's really good friends with Cody and shit. And, you know, they started a company to hire their friends. So what the fuck, right?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. What can you do?
Yeah, I'm all for it. I'd love to see that dude get a run somewhere else. I wasn't even into him, but like they fucked him so bad that I'm behind him now.
I mean, it's the story of the David versus Goliath, you know what I mean? Or like not really David versus Goliath, but like the underdog. You want to see him at least get some kind of comeuppance and be vindicated in some way.
Yeah, man, we weren't even into it, but when he came in, the whole 10 thing was huge and they just did everything they could to fucking squash it.
Yeah. Jim Ross is Legends deal, I guess you call it, with WWE is up, and reportedly he's going to be signed with AEW. I don't really know what. Yeah. Probably like some kind of talent thing, maybe. I don't know.
Gotta be doing commentary, not.
I fucking hope not. You know what though? He would be better than that fucking old fart that they've had on there with a. Conrad Thompson on those press conferences. I fucking do not like that guy.
I don't really know enough to make a fucking determination, but I don't really like Jim Ross's commentary.
I don't either. I don't either. I really hope that's not what he's there for.
Yeah, doesn't feel new to me, but I can see why you would. You know, he's well known by fucking wrestling fans and shit. If you try to bring people in, but real fans know that his commentary is not very good anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I would keep Excalibur. I would keep Excalibur on the commentary table. I wouldn't want to hear Conrad Thompson as a commentator, I don't think.
No, he's not going to be anything.
I really hope not. But yeah, I don't know. Would you see Conrad Thompson and his podcast with Bruce Prichard coming to an end with his relationship with AEW and Bruce Prichard's relationship with WWE?
I don't know. I think I've heard allegedly not. I don't know. I don't really listen to this. I don't listen to that show, so I don't really care.
No, me neither.
It was cool for like 5 episodes or something.
Yeah.
I don't hate anyone who likes that show. If you like that show, more power to you. It's just I don't
really. You're just a more you're more of a man than I am.
Yeah, I listen to fucking weird shit too, you know. So there's that. Rosemary has signed a 2-year deal with Impact.
Nice to know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I always thought she was a chick who could really be used by WWE, you know, NXT. I thought she was an interesting character.
Yeah. I do like her character. I have no interest in what they've been doing with her lately with the alley bit and going to hell and stuff. Just a little too wacky for me, but I mean, I can't really get behind Allie as a wrestler myself anyways.
Well, yeah. I think the problem with that begins and fucking ends with Allie,
her work rate.
Just in general, she doesn't seem like, she doesn't seem intimidating or anything.
No, God, no. There's not an intimidating looking part of her body.
This isn't really news, but as a retro video game nerd, I thought it was interesting.
Ooh, I know what you're going to talk about. I'm very excited to hear you talk about it.
Yeah, an unreleased NES game from 1989 featuring WCW wrestlers has been discovered.
That's fucking really fucking bizarre. Dope. What was it called?
It's UCW. Which is like, I guess Ted Turner was going to call it UCW instead of WCW briefly.
Really?
Yeah. So I have no idea.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, but before the term World Championship Wrestling had come to replace NWA.
I'm glad WCW was what they went with.
Yeah, this dude, I don't know, he's a YouTube guy. He got it from a guy who used to test NES shit, and that guy was like, oh, I liked wrestling, so they sent it over to me to test, but it was never released, never talked about or anything. Huh. It's got 8 wrestlers on it. It's fucking weird, man.
Somebody needs to make a ROM of that.
He's going to. The guy who has it, he's going to put it out.
Oh, good. Good.
So, yeah. But it's weird, dude. Like, the people in this fucking game, it's like Jimmy Garvin and shit. Like, what the fuck? Bobby Eaton, dude.
Really? Beautiful Bobby? Yeah. Now I'm definitely playing it. Like, do you know how many times I played as Beautiful Bobby in WCW Mayhem? Too many fucking times.
Yeah. Oh my God, Jimmy fucking Garvin, Barry Windham, you can be as well. Can also be, you can be the Road Warriors, both of them. So yeah, it's pretty good. It's interesting. It looks, you know, looks like a shitty NES wrestling game, but I just think it's interesting that, you know, some game like that has been found, period, much less a weird, like, you know, interstitial WCW game. That's pretty cool.
You know, there's a company called UCW. In the east coast of Canada.
What does the U stand for? Is it urethra? Yeah. Urethra Championship Wrestling.
I don't know. Ultra, maybe? I don't know.
Probably Ultra.
Ultimate Championship Wrestling.
Yeah. I know that, you know, I should probably ask Jared this. Just a question for you, Jared. You can tell me. Are there more fucking indie companies now than ever? Or was there way more indie companies back in the heyday, in like the 70s and 80s and shit?
I feel like it has to be now.
Like, there has to be more pro wrestling shows on a given Saturday night now than there was back in the 70s.
I would like to think so.
You would think so. It seems that way. If anyone knows, you let us know. What else we got going on? Moose signed a multi-year deal with Impact Wrestling.
Oh, good.
So they just re-signed a bunch of people.
So, I mean, they can't be that hurt. You know what I mean? They got, like, I'm sure the company is losing money left, right, and center. But Anthem, at least, they're willing.
What are you doing, though? Yeah. Really? Like, what if you're not making money, like, what are you doing? You know, Anthem owned the Fight Network, and they closed, like, a bunch of that shit down.
Yeah.
And that's like John Pollock, Wei Ting, all those guys lost their fucking jobs and shit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know
what
the future holds. I don't know where they should go. I don't think they should go anywhere, honestly. I think they should quit.
Parts of their show. We got Jimmy Havoc and Sammy Callahan had like a fucking barbed wire baseball bat match. That's pretty fucking cool. You know, like their shit has balls at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I can
get for adults. There. So there's that. At least it's not fucking for 8-year-olds and has shitty plot holes all over the fucking place.
Even if it has shitty plot holes, at least it's not for 8-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm happy that it's not for 8-year-olds, you know. It's not for fucking children. This is fun. We found out, well, allegedly. Why Arn Anderson was fired.
Yes.
He's allegedly let go because he let Alicia Fox, fucking wrestle intoxicated.
It's a little bit of a no-no.
Yeah. That's interesting in itself. And then allegedly, again, they offered her fucking rehab and she went MIA. That's the last I heard.
What?
That's the last I heard.
She went MIA.
As far as last I heard, yeah.
That's incredibly fun.
Yeah. That bitch has had a job there since 2006, man.
I think it's obvious what she's done with her time.
Dude, you fucking got a paycheck out of that place for 13 years? Are you kidding me? And you fucking have the balls to show up like fucked up? Like, unbelievable, dude. How do you get paid that long? Like, all you have is a Northern Lights suplex. That's it.
That's it. We've been adamant about that for months.
She did something recently. I was impressed by it. And I was like, oh, that takes it up to two things she's good at. What the fuck was it? I can't even remember.
I can't. Was it a super kick? No.
I don't know. It was something else that she did that I was like, wow, fuck, she's good at two things. Probably good at fucking. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, I mean, come on, look at her. Look at the character she plays. She has to be good for fucking.
Three things.
Yeah.
So, that's fucking interesting. Why would you do that? Like, why did you try to cover for her? I don't know. I'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's Alicia Fox. Like, who cares? Let her get caught. Yeah. Fuck.
Arn has to have enough money to fucking, you know, live now, doesn't he?
Of course, I would imagine he does. Unless he's giving out all kinds of loans to Rick.
Some of these people are like, you know, it's like, how long do you have to work? How long are you going to work?
Why would a guy just retire?
You know what I'm working until? Fucking, I have to, till I can possibly stop.
Yeah.
Fuck. And it's like, man, you know, it's like every day, why would you fucking do that to yourself? Like, I'm going to go get fucking rubbing tugs and like hang up in a pool and get day drunk and shit. You know, shave your fucking bush, Linda. I'm fucking retiring.
Where's that place the Pat's owner went to?
Dude, your pussy, Linda. I'm fucking retiring.
Linda, your pussy. Woof.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I don't get it. Yeah. And not even talk about politics, but it's like, you know, like Trump, you were a millionaire. You get fucking blown by prostitutes and shit all day. Why would you complicate your life with the bullshit?
Why would you want to run the country? Who in what right mind wants to run a country?
I don't get it. Yeah. You're old. You had the fucking best life possible. Like, why would you bring stress into your life? I don't get it. Vince McMahon flying all over the fucking country and shit. For what, dude?
Yeah, Vince McMahon recreates the XFL because somebody wanted to buy it. Like, what the fuck,
No, man? Because those colored people are kneeling to the anthem. No, that's why.
No, but it came out, though, that he was offered $50 million for the rights to the XFL. And he said, well, if they're offering me $50 million, there must be $100 million to make. So he fucking made the XFL. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Out of your fucking mind. You could have took $50 million.
Right?
People tell you, dude, go on Twitter. They'll tell you. He's a fucking genius, dude. I watched a bunch of documentaries on the WWE Network that say he's a genius, so I'm pretty sure it's true.
Yeah, and I bet you fucking... If you went with John... What's his name? John, not John Jones. That's that crooked UFC fighter. Yeah. The one that brought everybody to fucking South Africa and they drank the Kool-Aid.
Oh, Jim Jones.
Jim Jones. Yeah, I bet you he had a lot of fucking videos about himself that were just all praising Jim Jones.
Yeah. Fuck. I don't think he was in South America for that. Maybe.
Was it South America?
I don't think it was.
I think it was Africa, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Africa.
No?
I want to say it was fucking tropical Asia.
No, it's Jonestown, South Africa, isn't it? That's why it's called Jonestown.
I'm thinking about fucking Cape Town or something. This week on Geography with Tyler Fudge.
Yeah.
It is in Guyana.
Guyana, which
do you know where Guyana is?
Isn't that in Africa?
I don't fucking even know anymore.
I feel like why won't you just show me where it is on a goddamn map, Wikipedia?
Not going to, man. Fuck you. That's why. That show used to be good, but now they're so high that it's not even good. I was thinking about that, you know. It's like someone like asked me, like, have you ever got so fucking high that like the show suffered because of it? Yes. 204 episodes, motherfucker.
It's in South America.
Is it?
Yeah. It's in South America.
Good for them. Oh, it is. It's right next to fucking Brazil.
Brazil. See? We know how to pronounce it.
Hey, buddy. Well, there you go. I don't even know how we got to Jonestown. Kool-Aid Vince gets McMahon. A bad rap, actually, because they drank Flavor-Aid. It not
does.
Kool-Aid.
It does. Fucking Flavor-Aid. That's the cyanide-laced stuff. Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid's cool.
Jonestown shit's fascinating because there's like audio tapes of everything and video of a lot of stuff. It's fucking crazy.
It is. I watched numerous documentaries on Jonestown. None of them paint a good light of
me too, Jones. Right? That's the thing. I listen to every podcast about it and watch everything and I don't know where the fuck it happened.
Not a goddamn clue.
You were right where it happened. God
no,
damn.
Man. I think I said Africa, South Africa or something.
Fuck.
Because anyway. I thought it was in like Jonestown was South Africa.
John Jonestown is just a place where everybody fucking cheats and does steroids and coke. Hit and runs people.
Yeah.
It's a fucking wild place, man.
R. Kelly is playing on a loop.
Yeah. Fuck. Fuck some of these stories, man. I saw this story. I just thought it was funny. Pro Wrestling Sheet has learned Lars Sullivan is, quote, in a good place.
Yes.
Seeking professional help following a mental health related incident in January. I would care if this guy wasn't a total prick of a human being, honestly. He's a fuckhead. Honest. Online, everywhere, he's a dick.
From... Oh, my God.
Six-star podcast. Fuck. The motherfucker's yawning.
That's a random yawn that came through there. Rogue yawn. No, that's like... What kind of form was it that they dug him out on where it was just...
His bodybuilding one or something.
There you go. Just a bunch of meatheads.
We've all said dumb shit on mine, but like everything I see out of that guy, he's a fucking penis.
He's a fucking penis.
I hope he's, you know, I hope he's got his shit together, though.
But yeah, I hope your brain's wrestle. Straight, bro.
Yeah, man. Hope you got your shit together, bruh. What else do we have?
The Lars Sullivan story is the last thing I had.
It's not much of a story, is it?
No, I was going to be like, I was going to say we can end it on a happy note. Lars is happy.
How about Tori Wilson being added to the Hall of Fame?
I was purposely ignoring that. Yeah. But I mean,
they played a video. It's great. It's like tits, yeah. Pussy, tits.
She's
tits.
So hot.
Yeah. This bitch was super hot. People jacked off to her all the time.
This bitch fucked Billy Kidman and then went to Playboy. She upgraded then to Alex Rodriguez. What an upgrade from fat, chubby, big-nosed Billy Kidman.
Dude, imagine being fucking, yeah, like for Billy Kidman. It's like, I'm fucking Eskimo Brothers with
Alex Rodriguez.
Fucking Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod. Awesome. Fucking A-Rod is my second cousin twice removed due to pussy.
Yeah. Even A-Rod couldn't deal with that chick. Or are they still together?
I don't know. No, they're not. I don't think.
Yeah, well, there you go. You show me a hot chick, I'll show you at least two fucking dudes who are sick of her shit. You know? Yeah, that's, you know, I don't care what they do with their Hall of Fame. They put whoever they want in there.
Yeah, really, at this point.
Do you see that I put a controversial figure into our Hall of Fame?
I did, but you should remind me on who that was, Jim.
No blowback. I don't know if I want to mention on here, because then I'll get blowback. I had a Dave Meltzer to the Suplex City.
Oh, yes, right. I was trying to think. I couldn't think of it. I mean, why would there be blowback? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Because of fucking shows like Bruce Prichard and Eric Bischoff's show, which are like wildly popular.
Yeah.
Among people who, you know, and not to say if you listen to those shows, you don't know shit. But a lot of people who listen to those shows actually don't know shit. So they think they're getting some fucking insight on that shit, you know, listening to that.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, they fucking hate on that dude all the time. He gets all kinds of shit from people for like no reason.
Yeah. Just
how dare you like pro wrestling and spend your life writing about it? And
yeah, how dare you give your opinion on this fucking pro wrestling business? And then they'll go over and give their own opinion.
If you want to be a dick to people, well, I guess we say be excellent to each other, right?
Well, we can make one exception.
I forgot we're trying to turn over a new leaf.
We can make one exception, though.
Well, if you want to be a dick to somebody in the wrestling, be a dick to David Dixon's fan, because he's a fucking dick anyway, sometimes. Some of the shit that dude tweets out is like, the fuck out of here. I'm blocked. Our account is blocked, but my personal isn't. So I'll still, like, fucking hate read his shit. Sometimes David Dixon's fan, you fucking SGW never had your dick touched, motherfucker.
I don't know much about the guy myself.
This show's dark, man.
It is. It is. It is. I mean, whatever.
This week on a special Suplex City Limits. Jim's on the fucking edge. Oh, fuck. Well, he doesn't know if he can go on doing a wrestling show.
Jesus Christ. Will he end it? Will this week be the last week?
No.
Tune in next week to find out.
There you go. That's setting up next week, man. That's good.
Will there be an episode? Well, I don't know.
It's a hook for next week. With opening night of the New Japan Cup happened. I guess we won't cover it. I haven't watched it, neither of you.
I haven't seen it. It was way too early.
Yeah, we'll skip that. There's probably some good matchups in there.
The first round does have a few good matches. I didn't see any from the opening night that really caught my eye.
Oh, only other thing that I had in the news. Noah, Pro Wrestling Noah, which has recently been purchased. Retired the green mat. What? Dude, fucking don't do it. It's not so.
Normally there's a 10-bell salute for dead wrestlers.
Yeah.
We need a 10-bell salute for the Noah mat, really.
Are you kidding, dude? The green Noah mat is like a green mat from Japan. It's legendary shit.
It is legendary. I, like, mind you, I don't watch Noah, so it doesn't affect me nonetheless.
But Bach will have some match you'll watch there.
No, man, that's Dragon Gate.
Oh, that is. You're right. Never mind.
So nobody's going to have a match there, and I'm going
to
watch.
Who's in Noah that we pay attention to? Ishimori used to be.
But what's the.
Oh, that's right. We don't pay attention to
Noah. I don't pay attention to it.
I don't know. Are they the classic? Have they been the one who've had the green one, or did somebody else have it at some point,
well,
too?
Well, see, well, I mean, it's not, I don't know if they, somebody else might have had it, but I mean, Noah's only been around since, like, what, 2001?
So someone else had it then back in the day. Was it All Japan?
Maybe. I mean, all the Noah guys were from All Japan.
Now I'll have to find out. I don't know. I just think of the classic fucking green mat, like, back in the day, watching Japanese dudes, I had no idea who they were, you know? Fucking wrestling on green mats and shit. Someone should take it over here. Fucking do it. I'd steal it.
Yeah, boy. Somebody do a green wrestling match. Puke green.
Not puke green. It's like a fucking neon green.
I mean, no, but I'm saying do puke green. Fuck it.
Fuck. All right.
Oh.
That's enough of that. That is all the news. How long was that? Where the fuck are we in this show?
How long have I been here?
Yeah. Are we fucking still doing this? Yes, we are.
We got to be on episode 208 right now, right?
Yeah. It just kept going. Yeah. You weren't aware of it, but now we're on 208 now. Next week, we'll just put it up as 209 like no one's business. We should inflate our fucking episode number like the Goldberg run. Episode 505, Suplex City Limits. And you guys will all know it's not 500, but, you know, kayfabe. We'll kayfabe it, and it'll be fun.
I think I'd be completely down for that.
No. So you know what else would be fun if we move into one of our favorite segments of the show, a little bit of Mark Tank.
Ooh.
A fork is a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. A fork is a guy that believes that OJ.
It's Mark Tank, where I read Mark's comments from social media as they are typed. Real fucking posts. People were questioning that. I started posting some of them. They're like, oh, I didn't know those were real. Like, you listen to this show thinking I was making these up? Motherfucker.
You think I'm that creative?
Why would I do that? So silly. Anyway, so let's see here. This is a mixed bag of WWE related things. Global Horror Preservation and Celebration Society. No idea. They have some booking ideas for you. Have Randy Orton RKO all of them, including Batista and Triple H. WrestleMania Universal Title match, Brock Lesnar versus all members of The Shield and Evolution. Seven-man match. Go at it.
You mean like 6-on-1?
That's a seven people. I don't fucking know.
Seven way.
Seven man match.
A seven way match, eh? That sounds more like a video that I watch on Pornhub than WWE. A seven way. otherwise known as a party scene or a gangbang.
Yeah, right. There you go. Good one. Oh my God. I don't even. Yeah, that's a great fucking idea. let's see. This one's great. Derek Larrick. No shit, dude. No shit. I'll post this one up. I don't know if his picture is, if this is him or if this is Magnum TA. This might be, the Magnum TA doesn't have a neck tattoo, so this might be this guy. He's got a fucking gnarly mullet. I'll post this one up for you guys. Head suplexity limit. Derek Larrick. He says, wow, wrestling, and there's no W, so it's like wrestling. Wow, wrestling has gone so downhill since Matt and Jeff Hardy left. So, and also, he spells Jeff like G-E-O-F-F.
So where did Geoff and Matt go?
That's exactly it, dude.
And then
literally just tag teamed on SmackDown.
How did they hardly leave?
He hardly got to know him.
He hardly knew ye.
Derek Larrick, mustache, mullet, 70s Jim Cornette glasses, and a neck tattoo, yeah.
Fucking Derek Larrick, man.
Derek Larrick, man. This guy's fucking awesome. At first I was like, this guy's a fucking Mark nerd, but dude, he's fucking awesome, actually.
We should have a Oh man, I'm having a hard time talking this. We should.
And he looks like Magnum TA.
Yeah, we should have the last one should be just like a Derek Larrick memorial. And the Derek Larrick memorial goes to
Tarek, what do you think his middle name is? Like, if it's Eric, I'm gonna fucking come right now in my pants.
You should find him on Facebook.
This is from Facebook.
No, that's what I'm saying. You should find him and fucking message him.
Bro, sick neck tie.
Sick glasses, bro.
They're from the Jim Cornette collection, motherfucker.
Gnarly mullet, bro. What's your middle name?
Jim Cornette should have a fucking line of glasses. He could market them to hipsters, man. I know hipsters who get fucking... All the hipsters I know fucking wear Jim Cornette glasses, dude.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Jim. Kill me.
They have fucking shows at the record shop. I used to live above a record shop, dude. I know fucking hipsters, man.
You should have fucking started the Jim Cornette collection. Just sold them from your window.
The Jim Cornette. I could have fucking had a little kiosk in there selling 70s glasses, dude. Yeah. For real.
Jim Cornette, the Cornette Signature Edition.
Yeah, dude, the Cornette 4000s and shit. Fuck it, I love it. He needs to get some glasses that are in date. Where do you fucking get those things?
Like, I don't know. Dollar Tree?
Kentucky. That's what the glasses look like in Kentucky. Yeah,
it's just the ones that's the reading glasses from the Dollar Tree, Jim.
That fucking guy, if you watch, you haven't, but there's this guy on TV, the Bad Chad Customs, is this dude from like Nova Scotia. He wears Jim Cornette 70s glasses.
Bad Chad's Customs.
Yeah, Bad Chad, dude. Fucking Derek Larrick might work there.
Fucking Derek
Larrick. Call back. Daniel Lesner. He says, cancer. Oh, we're in for it. Cancer overusing to sell merchandise and getting positive reaction. WWE act too extreme. They using him like a milk cow.
Yeah, there you go. Milk cow, using him like a milk cow.
Yeah, like a moo-moo milk cow. James Jones, he says, just announced on Raw, Roman Reigns is cancer-free after only 5 months, while everyone else that has had cancer takes 5 years to be announced cancer-free.
Jesus Christ, the ignorance.
My fucking, I'll tell you what, I know a lot of people who didn't get to wait 5 years and be cancer-free. A lot of motherfuckers died with that shit. Are you kidding me? James Jones.
James Jones must be a direct descendant of Jim Jones.
Yeah. He's from fucking John Jones
Town. John Jonestown. Yeah, just getting beat.
Fuck, that should be a cartoon. That should be, I feel like we got something in John Jonestown. John
Jonestown. Yeah. Oh man, that could be something, couldn't it?
Just car accidents everywhere, fucking people running away, fucking coke falling out of their pockets. Oh, that's fun. Let's see. Ruben Susnabar Martinez, scripted like Roman disease.
Yeah. Good. Romans, is that what kind of disease would that be, Jim? Roman's disease.
He's talking about cancer. He's talking about leukemia.
Well, oh, is that going to be the new name for leukemia? Roman's disease? Like Lou Gehrig's disease?
No. Let's see. I only like Dean and Seth when they aren't in the Shield because I hate the Shield. Jerry Richard. Okay. I don't know. How does that make any sense?
I mean, he knows what he likes.
Yeah,
he this knows one's what really, he wants, and he wants it now.
This one's really dumb. Ahmad Ali says, I love you, I love you, I love you so much, and I love you so much, and I love you so much. Shield, 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 shield. Lots of shields after that.
He is definitely beating off to a Shield poster on his roof. Easily.
Yeah. We should get back into that for there. We should fucking do another... another fucking reading, fan fiction reading.
We should. From other
what
sheets.
Episode was that, man? We snuck it in.
No idea.
Way at the end, and I feel like most people probably didn't even listen to it.
Yeah, just like fucking Derek Larrick.
Derek Larrick. Jimmy Carpenter says Roman will turn heel. Wrong heel. I'm going to turn medic, turn heel at WrestleMania and screw Rollins. There's people who think that they're going to, they finally got Roman Reigns over to where people aren't booing him. People seriously like, he's going to turn heel at WrestleMania. Like, dude, come on, man.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Vince McMahon gave him leukemia to get him over. You think they're just going to fucking do that? I'm surprised nobody claimed that. That like Vince administered it to him
with a syringe.
Yeah, he like stuck up behind him.
It's like yeah, he probably gave Hulk Hogan fucking steroids, and Hulk Hogan probably gave him just chair and needles. What do you think Roman Reigns gave him back?
I don't know. Probably some of his own blood. I'm surprised that I didn't see that thing. There's a lot of really classless shit this week. We're classless people, but like this shit, just, some of the shit I saw on fucking Twitter was just like unbelievable.
Disgusting. It is.
Yeah. Let's see. What else I got? Scripted like Roman disease, that guy. Oh, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see. This one's great. Gilbert Valenzuela says, how is this going to play out since Batista already signed with AEW after WrestleMania?
What?
Dude, it's confirmed, man.
How is it?
Yeah, I guess. Fuck, man. And then I got one more for you. This week's Mark Tank winner. Mood Adam Bomb. What the fuck?
What?
M-U-H-D, Adam, and then Adam again, like the name, but Bomb. Adam Bomb.
So is he a big fan of Adam Bomb?
Is he managed by Harvey Whippleman? I don't know. Fucking bad. That was a ripoff too of Garbage Pail Kids have Adam Bum.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's like a dude with his with a nuclear explosion or an Adam Bomb explosion coming out of his head. Huh. Yeah, they ripped that off. How fucking terrible was that, by the way? Bruce Pritchard for you right there. That's like Bruce Pritchard era right there.
Yeah, and that's what's gonna be right in the new this upcoming brand new version of the WWE.
Adam Bomb, dude.
Yeah, better or but otherwise known as Wrath.
Well, that was at least cool.
Yeah,
I fucking don't care what anyone says. I still like the Mortal Kombat WCW shit. Mortis was awesome. Even Glacier was like, fuck, I could get behind it.
That entrance is great. Yeah, Wrath.
Dude, Mortis. I think that character is awesome.
Oh yeah. Oh, of course. Best thing Chris Canyon ever did.
Yeah, SCL Hall of Famer Chris Canyon. That was another controversial one.
I mean, fuck.
He's in for innovation alone.
Yeah, Mortis, bro.
Bro, you watch a fucking any Mortis matches, bro? You ever watch Mortis fucking wrestle a Glacier, man?
Ah, fuck it up.
You like Mortal Kombat, man?
Fatality, bro.
If you like Mortal Kombat and wrestling, them shits is for you. Okay, this week's Mark Take winner. Mood Adam Baum. Believe me, Roman will finally heel turn at WrestleMania. Vince told me in my dream last night.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
If Vince is there, it's not a dream. It's a fucking nightmare, yeah, dude.
That's some Freddy Krueger shit right there.
It is. Yeah, it's like fucking Vinny Krueger.
Vinny Krueger. It was me.
It was me all along. Yeah, I'll make sure and post up Derek Larrick. That is a fucking gem. It is. So there's Mark Tank. What's going down on the Federation, man?
We will be releasing our WWF In Your House 9 International Incident on Sunday. Features a 3-on-3 match, which Warrior is missing from, and Jake Roberts also no-shows the event. If you want to find out more, listen to the Federation this Sunday on Patreon and Tuesday everywhere else. Boom. Dude. That's how it's done. Bitch.
It's well done for this late in the show, man.
Right? Right. It just came to me. Vince brought it to my dream.
Yeah, very good. Actually, I always tune in. I want to hear about why they didn't. Was the Ultimate Warrior one? Not to take your shit out, but is that when he, like, his dad died or something?
Yes, that's exactly what, his dad died and he got fired.
And Vince decides that he didn't fucking like his dad and didn't know his dad or something.
Apparently, he was estranged from his father since the age of 6 or something like that.
Who knows?
Who knows?
And now his fucking wife works there.
Yeah.
And creative.
Yeah. But that would actually, we would end up, the Federation on Shuffle is like the last televised Warrior match ever. Because there was never be a Warrior match on television after that.
Well, there you go. Check that shit out. Everywhere podcasts are found. BoFudge.com. On the Suplex City Limits Network side of things. Pay-per-view take 2. Jared and I are doing fucking WCW Halloween Havoc 2000. And it is a shit show. It reminds me a lot of current WWE. Except more fun. Except, like, dumb as fuck, but, like, so dumb as fuck that it goes, like, all the way around and back to kind of awesome again.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I mean, there can be some fun elements to it.
Yeah, because it's so preposterous. But that's coming soon, you know?
Ish.
Yes, soon-ish. So, there's that. I want to give shout-outs to our friends in podcasting and other endeavors. THT Wrestling Podcast, Nuclear Heat Graphics, celebrate Liger's retirement. Get yourself a nice fucking piece of art. I have it on my wall. I'm looking at it right now. Badass Liger piece from him. Pick that shit up. NuclearHeatGraphics.com. What else we got? Shooting Shiznit, Strap, of course, Federation, shit.
Shit.
Wrestling's High Marks, Shooting the Shiznit, I already said.
Yeah,
Smack It Down.
The B Plus Players had a new song come out this week that was highly entertaining about Giant Baba.
Yeah, check those guys out. Our friends over at Comedy Suplex, Mikey G, Peach Machine, the fun little show. Check those dudes out. I think this is the end of the line, dude.
I think so. We haven't talked about Fastlane, but should we even talk about Fastlane?
Fuck. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see.
Let's get it out this way. New Day and Nakamura and Rusev, who cares? Rey Mysterio and Andrade, it's on the pre-show, so really, who the fuck cares?
Well, if they don't care, why should we care?
Exactly. Yeah. They've already proven to us the pre-show doesn't matter, so fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bayley and Sasha against Nia Jax and Tamina. I'm not watching that.
The Samoan slop team, yeah, please.
Exactly. Fuck that. You're barely going to get me to watch Shield versus Baron, McIntyre, and Bobby. That's doesn't sound nice to me either. Asuka, Mandy Rose, fuck that. The Usos, Miz, and Shane, don't give a shit about that. Like, this, I care about two matches.
Triple threat tag match could be good. Should be good.
What triple threat tag match? Oh, the Revival, Black and Ricochet. Yeah, that match, yeah.
And Gable and Rude, I think that'll be good, even though they should fuck off with all their multi-person fucking matches. But what else do you do? Brian Owens,
which should be a really good match, and Lynch and Flair.
Mm. Yeah, you know.
Three match show.
For the most part. Kevin Owens at this point, I don't even, like, we're like, is he going to bring him back as the everyman? And they did, and it's bad. No one cares.
I haven't been watching.
You think anyone's going to get behind that? These two silly vignettes, you know, where, like, he's a fucking idiot. He's at a bowling alley, like, oh, I'm going to fucking be back soon, and then he rolls a gutter. Like, that's the vignette to bring this guy back?
You know? Riveting.
And the next one is him yelling at his, not yelling, but his kid getting him like a drink at a popcorn at a fucking movie and not bringing him change. He drops his phone. You're putting that on Raw, dude. This guy's an idiot. He fucking bowls gutters and he drops his phone and he's fat and he's popcorn. He's fucking you. He's you. He's every man.
Every single man.
No, just the fat idiots who watch wrestling.
I wasn't criticizing.
Sincerely, Vince McMahon. That's what it is. That's what he thinks.
Did you notice that when they were talking about how Kevin Owens is just like every one of you, they showed like the ugliest group of men?
Dude, I tweeted that and they got a fuckload of play this week. I took a picture of that and posted it up. Yeah, like a bunch of fucking retweets and shit. Yeah, dude, it's inbred motherfuckers from Pennsylvania. Those guys, that's up on the Twitter, man. That fucking... Should we use that as the episode picture?
Probably should, actually.
I have it.
You should send that over. Yeah, that's what we'll use.
He looks like you. He thinks like you. It's just like, no, 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 no. I didn't know they had like people like that in Pennsylvania. Like backwoods, they look like townies, you know?
They do, yeah.
We have them here. We have them. I suppose they're everywhere.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, I thought it was. Do you think they scoped that out? I mean, like, how do we? How would it's perfect, man.
Without a doubt, they scoped it out. They knew it was going to be said. So
savage as fuck, man.
Imagine being fucking those guys. I'd never go do another show again.
It's more savage than Randy, man. More vicious than Sid, son. Fucking ridiculous. Well, there you go. That's fun. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really care. This show's going to be long. It's what, 9 matches for no reason?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be watching all 9. I definitely won't be watching more than 7. And I can see myself maybe not watching that many.
There you go. We can officially advertise and say that we previewed Fastlane. So we could use previewing hashtag
Fastlane. WWE Fastlane. get them fucking hashtag fucking things going on, yeah.
And if you came here because you saw that hashtag, you feel fucking duped right now. We're going to break down the matches of Fastlane. I love those shows, man.
Guess what? WWE's not the only people that can false advertise.
Yeah, right. Fuck yeah. I like to go into Stitcher. And I just type in like wrestling or other wrestling-ish terms. And then I'll just listen to random shows.
Yeah.
You know, and I love these shows. Most of them are dead, but a lot of them that are like active, they're super stoked. There are people who are super stoked on this, dude. You know, and they're like, we're going to be talking about fuck Fastlane and all our predictions. And really? I don't know, man.
What makes you so happy about this, sir?
I wish I could. I wish I was stoked about this, but I guess not.
No.
So there it is. This is kind of a dark show, man.
Yeah, it is. It is bleak. Bleak is the better term.
It is. I don't know if it was. I feel like it was a lot of me. It was my doing.
I mean, we both feel bleak about it. It's WrestleMania season. You hope that this is when it turns around so you can at least get some enjoyment out of watching the wrestling that you're watching. And then, you know, the go through the rest of your fucking year just slowly getting more bleak. But man, we're gone past bleak. We're like bleak and no bleak squared.
Yeah, I mean, you can like whatever you want, you know. I don't like think less of people who like who want to watch it. That's cool, you know, you like what you like. But I would propose to you that, you know, maybe watch MLW or something, because it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
there's a million wrestling shows out there.
Million and one.
It's true. I think that's it. Fuck it.
I think so. I think we got the puss stuffed and ready to fucking pull out.
There you go. You better pull out. You got to pull out ahead of time, dude.
Yeah, no, it was a mistake. I mean, like, I got the plan B. Don't worry about it.
When you first start thinking that you're going to nut, that's the time you pull out. Like the first hint of it.
The first tingle.
Yeah. And this has been something to consider. That's it. We thank you very much for listening, supporting the show, supporting this weird bleak fucking show. It's not always bleak. Next week we'll probably be in better moods.
Oh yeah, because we got a review Fastlane. I don't think so, Jim,
because another blizzard's about to hit me in fucking March. I think I have seasonal depression.
I mean, I can get that.
I think it's went from seasonal depression to seasonal aggression.
It's like 7 signs of, or 7 levels of, was it the grieving or whatever?
Yeah, that could be it. So that'll do it. We thank you very much for listening. Like I said, until next week, We hope you get all of the dick and our pussy you desire. Remember, winner is you. And most importantly, be excellent to each other.
Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. Nothing's gonna stop me.